Next patient we're going to do. It's going to be Miss Ida, I-D-A. Ida Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 5/3/47. Today 6/4. Miss Kelly is a rather large, obese black woman, currently on hospice with history of COPD. Also has CHF, right-sided heart failure, chronic pedal edema, shortness of breath, severe refractory wheezing, at rest with activity with speaking. I found her today walking back from the bathroom. She has audible wheezes, severe otusat had dropped down to 80. And pulse was 133, period. In the paragraph, I asked the family to give her breathing treatment immediately. They said she doesn't like to take breathing treatments, but because of her wheezing today, she agreed, period. In the paragraph, she was placed on oxygen. Once again, she refuses oxygen from time to time, period. On 2 liters of oxygen, otusat came up to 91, heart rate dropped down to 100, period. In the paragraph, wheezing still present, but improved with the nebulizer treatment. Patient is awake. Confused because of hypoxemia, ADL dependent, no longer able to get in her bed. She sleeps in a recliner. She cannot lay flat. She has orthopnea. She has PND related to his congestive heart failure. The family members have to gather around to change her diaper. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, of course, period. New paragraph, Miss Kelly is condition has definitely worsened as far as her breathing is concerned. Nevertheless, she refuses to use her medication on regular basis, period. Other comorbidities include pulmonary hypertension, most likely hospitalization for pneumonia recently, and hypertension, period. As far as her CHF is concerned, she belongs to Class 4 New York Heart Association congestive heart failure with very little activity, with the shortness of breath, severe wheezing at rest. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.